Hello and welcome to another episode of the Construction Corner Podcast. I'm Dylan, I'm your host. And guys, today we're going to be talking about duty, honor, and our kind of obligation as an industry to help educate the next generation. I'm Dylan Mitchell, electrical engineer, licensed in 10 states, I've done $750 million worth of construction projects, commercial construction in my career, spanning from schools, hospitals, offices, restaurants, you kind of name it, industrial projects, I've done it. And typically I have a co-host on here, Matt Vetter, who runs a commercial general contractor in the great state of Michigan, who's doing tens of millions of dollars in revenue, building awesome commercial projects in great state of Michigan. So without further ado, we're going to talk about duty, honor, and our obligation as an industry to really empower and educate the next generation. I'm using these words very purposely in duty and honor and an obligation that we have to the next generation to help empower them and teach them the ways of our industry. As we go along, you're going to find that this next thing is going to be, hopefully it won't be too controversial for folks, but it is what it is. And this is my opinion on the matter. When you look at unions from a historical context, they were set up and organized to create and train the next generation of, you name it, right? Carpenters, electricians, HVAC guys, plumbing, pipe fitters, steel workers, auto, union mechanics, right? The whole lot of all the trades. And in that, you have a great system for coaching, training, and empowering the next generation of skilled trades. That system that they have created over the last, well, if you look at like stonemasons, right? That's been something that's, you know, time immemorial, right? Thousands of years. For the stonemasons and those guilds that created a lot of the ancient cathedrals and buildings like that across, especially Europe. Now, in the more modern times, you have, you know, other trades, right? Auto unions, you have electrical in the last 100 or so years. So, and then HVAC in the last 50 years. So you have these unions that have come and sprung up as a, you know, technology basically has increased and allowed us to have different skilled trades, right? Like electricity, especially electricity always existed, but as a form of in the house or having central generation stations out to your individual home, you know, it's 1900. So 125 years basically is how long electricity has been a thing. So in that you have these unions that were really built and designed to train and empower the next generation. Now in engineering, we, you know, you have universities and things like that, but like for my education to come into the construction world, it really wasn't geared for construction, building engineering, right? Like I took all the power classes that were available to me. I went to a top tier engineering school and, you know, a lot of it was geared for just other engineering disciplines. There were only a few of us that went into like the industrial and power sectors after graduation, right? Working in plants and things like that. So a lot of what we've had to learn is basically kind of on the job, right? In code research, getting our hands slapped one way or another. And so we learn those lessons as we go. So I'm saying all of this to say that in the construction industry, now on the actual building side of it, there is a little better pipeline of training and things like that. But again, you still have it in the general contractor side where you have like your project engineers, your superintendents, right? They're going to come up through the ranks somewhat. Some of them are going to come out of school, like your project engineers are going to come out of an undergrad, like construction management program, things like that. And again, not all those are like fully geared to how things are done in the field, right? There's a disconnect and there's not a interweaving of field to classroom and that feedback cycle. Now, today with the unions and how they've become a lot of politically charged, they're not quite as useful as they used to be, right? The politics have gotten in the way of them training and empowering and doing their job solely as a training institution. And I know there's a lot of other things with the unions, but I specifically just want to look at that from a training standpoint. So as a training institution, they're like top notch, right? Not many, I don't think if any, really schools of instruction beat kind of the union, pipeline. There really isn't, in my mind. Now, again, if you want to come on and educate me on it, be happy to have that conversation. But as we go along, right, the unions are really great at that. Again, the politics have really gotten in the way of their, what I deem from the outside as the core mission of empowering and training the next generation of skilled labor. So where I say we have a duty and honor and an obligation to really empower those next generation is a lot of this now, instead of with the unions or the universities, like we as business owners, firm owners, have to take this under our own belts, under our own umbrella, to create and develop training for that next generation of people. You know, this is basically being self-sufficient and unreliant upon universities, upon trade schools, upon any of that, right? Like you've got to develop your own curriculum, your own training, your own stuff to train your people so that they can not only do their job in your business, but then when they leave your company for whatever reason, you know, if you don't have any opportunities for them, or they just think they can do it on their own, which is great, right? To have those people to go out and create their own things, serve their own clients, develop their own community. Like they're going to then hopefully, because they were trained under you, say good things about you, which again makes the whole pie bigger, right? And then we create goodwill within the industry and all those types of things. So where I'm getting at with all this is that, you know, there's really no sense of honor anymore. And maybe construction's one of the last stalwarts of this. And, you know, you do what you say you're going to do. You know, you are a man of your word. And when you can live that way, things are just going to go so much better for you. I think we've lost that in society a lot, you know, in doing what you say you're going to do, being a man of honor, acting in an honorable way, right? Not slighting people, like being more than fair with people. And again, just being a man of your word. Like, I think that has been lost in society to a large extent, you know, here recently. And I've kind of taken a little bit off of training and not training as much, right? I'm starting to spin up into another training cycle now. But with that, like this last month and, you know, the few weeks I was recovering from my 100-mile race, I was watching some TV, and a couple shows that I was watching was Tokyo Vice and Shogun, right? New show on FX. And both of them just happen to be, you know, kind of centered in Japan. And with that, there's a lot of honor that is being talked about in the show, right? Like in Tokyo Vice, you have the gangs and all that kind of stuff. And with that, they very honorable, right? You do things with honor, right? That's still prevalent and heavy within the culture. Shogun, same thing. We're talking about the samurais versus the Yakuza. But with the samurais, again, it's all about honor, being a man of your word and living and dying by that sword. So in today's society, we just don't have that kind of living with honor, being honorable. And I think that's a huge detriment to how things are done. Now, construction more than any other industry has that, right? We have that more than under other industries, right? Like, it's just kind of the way things go, right? And people want to say that's an old boys network, but it's like, who can you trust, right? And by being a person of your word and showing that over and over and over again, you become honorable, and that honor, you know, has and carries a lot of weight. And to gain that takes a long time, especially because of the run rate of projects and, you know, how long they take to do. So it takes a while to gain honor, to gain trust within the industry. And so you have this thing in construction where it takes a long time to gain. And in other industries, because it doesn't take a long time to gain, and often people just don't, it's not even a question of it, right? Like, you just do stuff, you deliver a product, you don't really talk to the clients, you know, there's no honor in it because, again, we're not building things, we're not doing stuff with our hands. Like, there's not the money involved that there are in construction projects, honestly. So I think that actually has a lot to do with it, that the more money involved in something, the more honor you have to have, right? You're being a good steward of the tens or hundreds of millions of dollars that are being spent on a project and in construction. So you do have more responsibility. You do have, to be honorable in that. And it's a big thing within the construction industry. And I think because most other industries do not have the type of money that we're talking about associated with a project, people just aren't as honorable, in my, you know, opinion. So all this comes down to, and really what I want to hammer home, is as much as, you know, we'd love to be reliant on unions for our labor force or universities for our labor force anymore, because our interests aren't necessarily aligned, right? The only guarantee you're getting from a university is a piece of paper to say that you went here and you graduated, right? That's the only guarantee. They're not guaranteed a job, a skill, like nothing. There's no guarantee out of that university. And so coming out, you know, and then the union ties you with all the dues and really kind of burden a lot financially. Yes, there's benefits and all that, but there is a big burden financially in being tied to the union. So on the other side of it, like, you have these, if you want to break free and be able to scale your organization on your own will, effectively, you've got to be able to train people, and you've got to be able to do it effectively, and you've got to be able to do it at scale. It's the only way that you're going to be able to grow your organization. It's the only way you're going to be able to proliferate, you know, a good base of people, right? Train them to do things the right way, to say things how you want them to be said, to negotiate contracts like they should be negotiated, right? All of these things need to be dictated by your firm, your culture, your values. And again, the more honor that you have, and the more sense of duty and purpose that you have to the industry, to these people, and again, with honor at the core of it, the better off that you're going to be, the better off the industry is going to be, the better off your people are going to be, the better off your firm's going to be. Everything will be better over the long haul, right? This is not a 3-6 month, 1 year thing. This is like the rest of your life type of dedication to it. And most people don't have it in them, which is why, you know, most firms are not that big. Most firms are not that profitable. Most firms are not that good. So again, if you want to be outside of the norm, outside of the, if you want to have some honor, man, like, you got to do things for the right reasons, for your people, for the industry, for the betterment of everybody else. And that's going to be a big thing moving forward. It's one of the keys that I see for not only growth, success, but for the betterment of the entire industry. So if you create your own training programs, if you instill your culture, and really, honor's been just a big thing that I kind of have been focused on here recently, in that I think we've lost a lot of it and we should gain it back. It'll be super helpful as us as a community, a culture, and a country. Thank you guys for listening, and until next time.